heading back to the UN, hoping to see the time when the state might admit the guns in the troops' hands. We're following an officer's commands, who fired on the crowd, who were afraid to die, but still unbowed, standing up against a war of genocide, compelled to take a side. How many lives destroyed or lost forever since that day when they gunned your sister down on the 4th of May? As you make your journey with Allison's ghost from your home that she brought you to on the West Coast, what if the soldiers were not sent? For the rest of us, what would that have meant? What victories might we have won? Were it not for all those cops and soldiers with their guns? If we hadn't just come so far that now they either shoot us or run us over with their cars? Down on the 4th of May. As you go to issue your report, speaking to the judges of the world's courts, I know you'll be telling them how so little has changed till now. Mayors of Portland, Kenosha, and Chicago call us the same things as 50 years ago. Proud Boys are encouraged to run us down, all the while it's the anarchists they say they want in jail, they want on trial.
How many lives destroyed or lost forever since that day when they gunned your sister down on the 4th of May?